I wrote this in 1993 in response to an interview with Professor Stephen Hawking on the eve of his publication of A Brief History of Time. This intimate meeting with God literally took place approximately 7 months into a 7.5 month seclusion I experienced in 1990-91. What struck me after directly experiencing God approximately every 2 weeks during seclusion, a brilliant essence light that spoke to me via emanating, pulsing, energetic transmission of consciousness directly towards me and flowing in and through my third eye. And each time, a mere few words held the power to reverberate a poignant depth of meaning throughout my entire being that lingered viscerally for at least 2 weeks, was God's sadness. I did not expect this. Privy to a unique and intimate relationship with God, I anticipated a bold being, one in control, one having it all together, and definitely not sad. And so in my perplexity, I asked my other guides, what is the source of God's sadness? What is the thistle irritating his otherwise exquisite rose? And as I asked, I keenly attuned to noticing subtle cues. It distills down to this. If we don't follow our cues and align our free wills with God's will, we will fall away. The experiment of giving souls egos by necessity and free wills by creative choice will fail. Just as a lunar space shuttle is totally out of contact with NASA for 2 minutes whilst it orbits the dark side of the moon, we will have lost contact with God. How might you feel if this was your experience? If you were the one holding the tether whilst a massive experiment of souls that you keenly know went down. The path of our inclusive, enfolding, embracing reunion with the divine in a scale that sages alone have caught glimpses of throughout all of time is now upon us. Will we align our free wills with divine will and chart our path home? Or will we hold on with familiar force to what we know, rather than attune to the subtle energy arrival of something breathtakingly new? Will we allow the shift of ego's essential blueprint from Commission 1 to its fully empowered seat as co-pilot in Commission 2? Or will we impede this? Might we reject it outright, applying our free will blindly as we miss recognizing this for what it is, and continue to orbit forever in the wheel of time? Will we wake up? This very question is the source of God's sadness. It is not yet known what we will choose. Our waking up, our aligning free will option with divine will for once and for all is quite literally up to us. If we choose it, we will reunite with God, not as an idea or as a meditation or as a vision or even as a prayer. We will reunite with God as a sustained reality. This is God's sadness. To be or not to be, that is the question of whether we will or we will not.